The BCN Christmas party was held yesterday afternoon, and I almost didn't go. Don't get me wrong, I'm on good terms with my colleagues, although the crowd in the newsroom still harbors some unspeakable grudge. No doubt because of the time I... That's a different story. No, it's just that I'm sworn off the booze. Remaining sober while around me my workmates descend into a state of exorbitant intoxication leaves me feeling that those with whom I spend most of my waking life are morons. And so, as I heard the first sounds of Yuletide cheer break out in a plastic cup down the hall, I slid into my coat and headed surreptitiously for a side door. Instead of offering a safe escape, the door opened onto the ruddy face of Gunnar Olaf Mundensen, head of children's programming at the station, a great northern Swede much given to flights of Yule. Ah, good. Give me a hand with these rundles of spiced punch, Polly. I pretended I had my coat on for no other purpose, because I knew that if I confessed I was on my way home, Gunnar would question my Christmas spirit in that aggressive way Swedes are given to. I hated that. How often had I been shamed into giving myself up to the Republic of Christmas? I decided to avoid the shame this time by being a willing volunteer. "Heave away, Gunnar," I said, and we hauled the casks of aquavit and herring wine from the hatch of his old Drodge Dingus down to the cafeteria, temporarily converted into a wet bar. By the time we arrived, Jingle Bell Rock was in full swing, and Director of Radio Ish Lundgren was doing his traditional stint as bartender, getting the party off the ground with masterfully poured triples. I ordered a soda, wandered the main floor, and watched the ritual unfold. An anthropologist amongst the natives of Christmas. Polite chit-chat had already been left for dead. Suppressed libidinal urges were rearing their ugly heads in every direction, only to be welcomed like old friends. In the crowded lobby, I spied mild-mannered technician Hollis Duffett licking the bare shoulder of newsroom prom queen Wanda Barrett. Helen, the severe middle-aged receptionist from accounting, emerged giggling from Studio G, lipstick smeared and trailing the unmistakable perfume of reefer, a young apprentice technician in tow, somewhat the worse for wear. Back in the cafeteria for a soda refill, I found Gunnar arm in arm with his arch-enemy, Sirius music producer Hermann Stimmel. They swayed back and forth as they wooed the ladies with a lewd version of Come All Ye Faithful. It could even be heard as far away as the photocopy room, where some of the station's most conscientious servants had gathered to uncharacteristically immortalize themselves.
"Look at this."
"That's impossible. You enlarge that."
"Oh, yeah? Enlarge this."
As I watched these honest, humble drones photocopying their derrieres, it dawned on me that the office Christmas party was a great release, a magnificent carnival, when bosses served their underlings and heard painful truths about themselves, when enemies buried the hatchet, when ages were dissolved, and when unutterable desires were heard without consequence. The crowd at the copier beckoned me.
"Come on, Paul, let's see if what they say is true."
And so I abandoned my academic stance, seized the moment, and leaped into the fray. Alas, the toner had run low, but I will always hold on to the memory of their incredulous laughter as that warm beam swept across my nether reaches. And then, still savoring the afterglow of my epiphany, I made the truly wise decision to slip out the side door and head for home before the party turned ugly.